the Upside Down Rock Show with me, Doris Brendle, on Hard Rock Hell Radio. Come and join me. So you're no good for me, and I'm nowhere to be true. Welcome to another Upside Down show. Great to have your company. I'm Doris Brendle, as I'm sure you know. And that was Devil Skin Desiderium, I think it's pronounced, the track. They are a pretty big band from Hamilton, New Zealand. They have a lot of fans. Bit of heavy metal. I always think it's a shame when they have to do those shouty bits in places, but they're limited. Not too much shoutiness. I'm going to be playing a few tracks today with little bits of shoutiness. Apologies if you're like me and you don't like those bits, but you have to kind of listen to the rest of the track, which if you know me, I only play tracks that I think are pretty damn good, and I think that is a really well-produced track, and I think she has a fantastic voice as well. So what are we doing today? Yes, of course, we're going back to the COVID files, the lockdown files. For those of you who are new, I spin in bits from a few years ago when Lee and I were very bored and we did a whole load of podcasts, and I'd like to think these are sort of best bits and bits that were quite fun or quite interesting. And in this clip coming up, Lee goes ape.
I went on holiday for about 10 days. And
yes,
we went to, there was a, I tell you what was really funny is that I took my kids to this, I don't know if anyone's ever heard of Go Ape. Have you ever heard of the Go Ape?
No.
Probably not. So what they've done is that they've made a company has made a tree house climbing thing through the woods, right? So you basically go up to the top of these big long trees and you climb across various
I've seen some footage of things like that, and you have sort of gantries
you're hooked and you're hooked onto a constant rope, but the point is that you're still really high up and you know if you don't like that sort of thing, then you know it's not going to be for you. But my kids wanted to have a go on it, so I booked them up and I took them along, and they've done it before, so I knew that they were going to be fine. But so they enjoyed themselves anyway. But what was really funny was that the amount of children that obviously have never done anything like that before, number one. And number two, we'll never do it again because of the reaction that they
had. They just
hated it. Oh, yeah. But literally, like some of the kids would go, they get to a certain point, and they would just start to shake and start screaming and start literally going into one. And it doesn't matter. Like some of them would like get that way and then manage to get in really interesting psychology to watch.
Psychology,
them.
Yes.
Because you can see them trying to fight there because you can't go backwards and you can't come forwards and no one can go up and help you. You just have to go through it. The only way to get off is to complete it.
Wow.
So they're up there and the mum and dad's telling them, you can do it, Johnny, go on. And the park rangers are sitting there going, oh, no, another one. Here we go. Really unenthusiastically going, just keep going. You'll be able to do it. Like that. And the kid is trying to overcome its fear of just how scary this is. Now, some of the kids manage to do it. And some of the kids, what I said to my wife was they get themselves into like this petrified.
They have a meltdown.
Where you just cannot move. You can't move. Your mind takes over and actually tells you that you're going to die. And the screaming and the general meltdown of a person when they actually think they were going to die was, I must admit, was hilarious. I was absolutely.
You are so mean.
Wetting myself. I could not stop laughing.
So
there was
mean.
One kid. There was there was one kid where literally, right, you jumped off a platform and you were on this trolley that was attached to the rope above that would zoom you down halfway and then you stop. And then you had to grab a rope to your right and pull yourself along using the rope while you're still on the attached to the line. Pull yourself along, get to the other platform, put your feet onto the platform, keep pulling, and up you get. Well, this kid did the leap of faith after his dad had basically pushed him because he wouldn't do it. And he went down and he got into the middle and he's holding on to the rope that you're supposed to pull. But his brain had told him, right, that the only reason why he hadn't fallen off was because he was holding this rope. Right.
His brain couldn't
get past the fact that he was still attached by like two other safety ropes onto the line above. But he's thinking that if he lets go of the rope he's got hold of, he's going to die. Right. So they're trying to tell him to pull. And the more he's pulling along, the higher the rope's going until he's hanging now off the rope using his arms. Right. So he realizes that very soon he's going to have to let go of the rope because he can't put his feet onto the platform yet because he needs probably another two pulls. And he thinks that he's trying his hardest to hold onto the rope. And if he lets go of the rope, he's going to die. Right? So in his head, he thought that if he let go of the rope, he was going to die. Right? And the screams and the commotion that came with that, with me just watching it, I was like, this is amazing. I can't, just how scared that kid be feeling right now.
Another day in this carnival of souls. Another night settles down.
as quickly as it goes. The memories are shadows, ink on a page, and I can't seem to find my way home. 'Cause it's almost like your heaven's trying everything. Your heaven's trying everything to break me down. All the places I've been and things I've seen, a million stories that made up a million scattered dreams. The faces of people I'll never see again, and I can't seem to find my way home. 'Cause it's almost like your heaven's trying everything to break me down. Yes, it's
Okay, both those tracks were pretty full on. The first one from Las Vegas, Five Finger Death Punch, Far From Home. And the one you just heard from Phoenix, Arizona, they're called Sorry X. And the track is Run You Down. Again, a bit shouty in the middle, but I think overall a pretty good track. Enjoyed that very much. Right, we're going back to the lockdown files. And we're talking about mouse experiments. You know? But do you know what? I think, I mean, on a serious note, I think this is where genetic memory comes in.
Yeah, maybe.
Because genetic memory, well, you can see it with, okay, they've done experiments with mice, for example.
Yeah.
If you teach a mouse a maze, and it can be quite a complicated maze, and basically you put food at the end, so the reward is they get to eat, they will memorise that maze. If they then have offspring...
Yeah.
The baby mice... will then know that maze.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
Yes. So it's that genetic memory. It's survival. So what is imprinted is reward, i.e. so any survival things, like how you get food
and
survive, and any danger, severe danger messages.
Yeah.
So we are innately... born, some more than others, depending on, as presumably, experiences of our ancestors, we are innately born with certain fears, like of heights.
Yeah.
Because it's somewhere along the, you know, that's passed down, that you don't jump off anything too high because it will kill you, right? That's a very, very good fear to have.
Yeah.
But also fear of spiders, for example.
Of course.
A lot of people are innately scared of spiders because somewhere down the line, there were some poisonous spiders that killed people, and they went, yeah, you want to be careful of spiders,
yeah,
you know,
that's right.
And snakes and all the rest of it. So a lot of our fears, I'm sure that my wasp phobia has come from somewhere down the line, you know.
Yeah.
So these poor kids, obviously, depending on their genetic memory and their ancestors and what their ancestors experienced, you know,
I've
like
got that, yeah.
Exactly, somewhere down the line, somebody was... somebody's partner fell down a ravine and got killed.
Yeah.
And it's the trauma of that is then passed down, as in, yeah. So I don't think some of the kids, well, they can't help it. It's there.
Yeah,
it's been genetically imprinted.
Well, this is what I said to my wife as we stood there watching the 1 in 3 kids have a meltdown as it went round. And I said, you know, as parents... You know, as parents, you sort of go to your kids, oh, you know, this is for kids, so it's open for everybody, and it's a normal thing, all the other kids are doing it. But literally, not everyone is the same. Not everyone wants
Not everyone
does want to jump out of an aeroplane and do adrenaline sports.
No,
you know?
I don't. I've never wanted to do those dangerous things, so it's just not for me.
But for some reason, all parents think that all kids want to go and do that. And it's not until I think they do. I think that everyone goes, off you go, kids. You all like to go and climb trees and you all like to go and do this stuff. Now, honestly, I was expecting my kids to struggle, but for some reason they didn't at all. And I think it's because they've done it before. But I mean, even doing it before you've still got to do it once to see whether you like it or not.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
both of you are quite fearless and quite sporty and that helps, you know.
Yeah, maybe.
Whereas I come from a really unsporty family. I mean, my dad's never done a sport in his life. apart from table tennis. I think that's probably the only one. And my mother was really, she always had the thing about how awkward she was, and she had 2 left feet, and she was never, you know, she was never comfortable doing any kind of sport. So I didn't even grow up with any sport. But I've always been happy horse riding and stuff. But, you know, I remember the first time I went skiing and it really scared me. And, you know, I was never a sporty kid in that sense. And I always had that fear thing.
Yeah.
Where I would just rather not. You know, I've been skiing since and things, but carefully. I'm not one of those, let's go really fast down the mountain. I'm the one who slaloms nice and gently.
just dead air and tension. No redemption, no sick pay, no pension. Bots up or shuts up, subliminal no lessons. Our hills are alive with the sound of depression.
So that was the Virgin Marys from Macclesfield, bit of high energy punk grunge alternative rock. There Ain't No Future. Really like that track. Then, yes, you've guessed it, a track of myself and Lee Dunham from my Eclectica album Crying Shame. Haven't played that song for donkeys. And the one you just heard from Chicago, the Alkaline Trio, bit of punk rock with a track called Oblivion. So back to the lockdown files, and we're talking about extreme challenges. So I get that. I'm not one of those, jump out of a plane person. I couldn't think of anything worse. That would absolutely, I'd probably pass out on the way down, you know.
Sam was talking about jumping out of a plane yesterday at a gig.
Yeah.
He said him and our sound man, James, he asked him to jump out of a plane, and I think they're both going to go and jump out of a plane.
Oh, James, James is really fearless as well. It's not even a case of I don't like that about me. It just is what it is.
Yeah.
You know, it would be nice if I was a bit more adventurous, but then you have to kind of go with your own personality and your own psyche. And if you really don't enjoy something, I don't want to put myself through something that I know I'm not going to enjoy.
See, I don't look at it like that. I look at it like a test.
What, challenge?
Yeah, challenge. A test. Yeah, but once you've done it, once I've proved to myself that I can do something like that, I don't ever think to myself, I need to do that again. You know,
I like a challenge, but I don't want to do challenges that I'm really not going to enjoy just for the sake of challenging myself. I want to do challenges that I will enjoy.
See, I don't mind doing the challenge that I know that after I've done it will make me go, I knew I could do that. So, for instance, if you said to me, do a bungee jump, I'd say, I don't really need to do that because I know that I can do it.
Yeah.
But if you want me to prove, to prove to myself that I could definitely only do a bungee jump, the only way to do it is to go, well, okay, I'm going to do it. And I know that if I stood up there, I would be able to do it because I'd just jump off and go, I'll prove it to myself.
Okay. Here's the thing, right? It's a different challenge. Me challenging myself to do a bungee jump or jumping out of a plane would be like you challenging yourself to get an English master's degree.
Right. Okay.
Right. Yeah. You just go. I don't want that challenge.
Right.
I don't need that challenge. That's not a challenge for me.
Yeah. Getcha.
Yeah. And I'm not saying that you're not good at English or whatever, but I mean, just your spelling alone,
yeah,
what I mean. You know exactly what I mean, and you just go. Yeah. What? Do you know what? I don't really want to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I wouldn't want
to. You know, that's not a challenge I want for me.
I know, it depends in what. Maybe.
Well, yeah, I mean, but there are challenges where you'd go, there's other things I'd rather be doing. And I think that's the thing
that's
about knowing
point.
Yourself, isn't it?
While you
That was Blackbriar from Assen in the Netherlands, A Last Sigh of Bliss, symphonic goth metal. They're currently on tour in Europe, if you fancy going over there, or if you're indeed listening from Europe. They are doing a big tour at the moment. Look it up online. And the track you just heard, a bit of pop punk from Doncaster, a band called Deadbeat. That's B3AT if you're looking them up. All I Know is the track. Now, before we go to our last bit of the lockdown fuzz, I've got to mention that week after next is the HRH Prog Festival in Great Yarmouth. It's an absolute must. I don't know if it's sold out. It might have done, but if not, grab a ticket because it's a really, really great event. Of course, I am playing on the Friday about 3 o'clock in the afternoon with my full band. So I'm super looking forward to that. I hope to see you there. But just to give you a little taste of who else is on, it's Thursday, Friday and Saturday. And I think most people are going to go back Sunday morning. It's the 15th anniversary of the Prog Festival. And bands that are playing: Asia, featuring John Payne, Focus, Foghat, Curved Air, Headspace. Now, Life Signs have cancelled at the last minute. I'm really sad because I've never seen them live and I was really looking forward to catching them. But one of the band members has got a big major tour and that's just how it goes, because that's how to earn a living, isn't it? So I'm not sure who is going to replace them at this moment. Hawklords, Isles, Seventh Station, even Voda, myself, Kanda Craig, Hers, the Space Falcons, Tiger, Mother Black Cap, I should put my teeth back in, Yuval Ron Trio, I won't read all of them, but Kindred Spirit, Ebb, I know very well, Hats Off Gentlemen, It's Adequate are playing. Really hope to see you there. Really, really looking forward to that. Right, we're going to head over to our last part of today's lockdown files.
I'm sure you'd think of other challenges that you'd really don't want to do.
Yes, I can definitely think of. Well, you know, like I say, unless it's something that I think to myself, I'm not really very interested in flying. Flying are not really, you know. But if you said to me, go up in a glider, I'd probably say, yeah, all right then. I'll go up in a glider. You know, I'm very unfussed about it. Yeah. But if I had a choice, I wouldn't really want to go in a glider. Do you know what I mean? I'd go, no, thanks. I'm not really that bothered.
Would you, for example, if somebody challenged you, said, right, for the person who can eat the most burgers contest?
Right.
Would you do it?
Eat the most burger contest. I'll tell you what I did see. I saw a video of the fastest eater or whatever it was. He's a yeah, woman, right?
Wow.
And you had to eat 10 hamburgers. And she ate 10 hamburgers in about under a minute.
Bloody
and hell. How she did it, when I watched the video, I was like, oh my God, you can never beat that. So she didn't chew. So she put the hamburger.
There must be something wrong with her throat.
And swallowed it and then got another one.
So basically, she's like a boa constrictor.
Yeah. Yeah. If you watch anything in the Guinness Book of World Records about trying to eat stuff fast or drink stuff fast, they only swallow. Yeah. They only swallow. So if you've got like a 2 litre bottle of water, they can just literally tip it upside down and it just goes straight in.
What?
Straight in.
There's no gulping.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
That's weird. But see, that's a weird thing that most people can't do.
Don't get me wrong. I'd have a go. I'd have a go at eating as many hamburgers as I could. But I don't think I'd enjoy the process afterwards. But if you challenged me, I'd probably have a go, I suppose, for fun. Yeah. But you know, it's not that I wouldn't get anything out of the end of the challenge except for, God, I'm a fat bastard. That'll be about as fast. that's about as far as I get.
But you know, you do get people who will literally have to take on any challenge.
Oh no, I'm not that person at all.
Like you get some people who have to gamble on everything.
Yeah, Yeah. No,
you have to take a bet on everything. You know, if you say, "Oh, betcha," they'll go, "Yep, okay." And that you get people who just can't, who are just really impulsive and can never say no to stuff.
Right. Yeah. No, that's
dangerous. I'm really good at saying no. I'm very good at saying no.
Yeah, I'm not fast. No, I have to.
I try and say it nicely.
I have to get something out of it at the end. If you're going to challenge me on something, then I have to feel like I knew that I see. There's nothing better than inside my head after I've done something, saying to myself, "I knew I could do it, and I did." If it's something, it's a challenge. Yeah, now eating 10 hamburgers, I'm not going to get anything at the end of it apart from, "Oh, I knew I could do that, and I did." But I don't know.
Well, apart from feeling sick, exactly. That's the thing. Just not feeling very well. That's it for this week. Thank you so much for your company. I'm going to leave you with a few tracks to see you out. Four very different tracks. First of all, a bit of ska punk. From Long Beach, California. The band is Sublime and it's Ensenada. A little bit of fun. Followed by, from North Carolina, Daughtry the Bottom. This is formed by Chris Daughtry, who's a finalist on American Idol, apparently. I didn't see it, but he's got a cracking voice. Then from Cardiff, this is actually my track of the week. I've not done this before. I should do this every week, but this is my favourite one. Bit of sort of alternative rock. From Cardiff, James and the Cold Gun with the track is Above the Lake. And just because I've got a little bit of time left, from Graz in Austria, a band called Witch Rider, Hold My Mind. And I really, really liked what they have. I don't think I've played an Austrian band before. And that is actually where my grandparents are from, Graz. It's a beautiful town if you haven't been. And I will be playing a few more of their tracks in the next few weeks. This one's Hold My Mind. And I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you join me again next week. Until then, bye.
Oh, is that what they're calling it now? A small town, a big mouth. Well, all I got is honesty. Hardworking girls always come on to me. I guess I gotta go. See you when I'm back from Mexico. Don't hate if you can't relate to this sunburn style street parade. I don't wanna be your man no more. I wanna make love to you.
this beautiful garden turn into cane.
Stop running, tired of finding ways to bring this right.